and we're going to make time this morning for sports. Sammy Sosa connected last night. We'll get to that soon enough. But first off, March Madness in April, because the NCAA Final Four is set. Kansas, Marquette, Syracuse, and Texas all play for the men's championship. Tennessee, Duke, Connecticut, and Texas again will play in the women's tournament. Championship games open next week. Ron Rappaport joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And I don't know. I guess we can't get to Sammy just yet. Listen, as soon as you and I predicted that, that Kentucky and Arizona's respective Wildcats were the teams to watch, we watched them go out, didn't we?
Well, what else would you expect from us, Scott? They call them the Mildcats. But, you know, this is going to be a lot of fun, today's games in particular. Marquette is kind of everybody's favorite Cinderella, although they were a number three seed, so it's not like they came from out of nowhere. And Jim Boeheim and Syracuse. But I think the smart money belongs on Kansas and Texas meeting in the final, and those are really good teams.
Mm-hmm. Women's Final Four. It's hard to envision it without Tennessee and UConn. But the Longhorns and Blue Devils are very good teams.
Well, Pat Summitt has been envisioning it. She's been making herself a really tough week by watching some of the tape of the game where they lost to Duke, where Tennessee lost to Duke earlier this year, mm-hmm. by, I don't know, 25 points or something. So there's no question that those games are very much up for grabs. But Tennessee-Connecticut, I think, is the game everybody would like to see and are hoping to see. And that would certainly match two of the great powers of women's college basketball.
I think I've delayed long enough. I want to talk about Sammy Sosa. Hit the 500th home run of his career last night.
Lost 10-9.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this follows a pattern, both Sammy hitting a home run and the Cubs losing.
It was ever thus, Scott.
He becomes, I guess, the 18th man in Major League Baseball history to hit 500 home runs. If he hit 499 home runs and he twisted an ankle and his career ended now, he would still be a good bet to be in the Hall of Fame. But does this kind of put a lock on it?
Well, I don't think there's been any doubt in the last half dozen years that Sammy is a Hall of Famer. This was a milestone in several ways, Scott. Sosa became the first Latin player to hit 500 home runs. Scott, he's now hit 293 homers in just over five seasons. That's an average of almost 60 home runs a season the last five seasons.
And I don't think any other player has done that.
Yeah, no. But, you know, the other thing about it is that while he's been doing it, mm-hmm. he's also been hitting about 300. He's driven in more than 800 homers. But, Scott, you know, there's something else.
Just don't settle under a fly ball, but go ahead. Yes.
There you go. You know, you look at all the sourpusses in baseball today, and then you look at Sammy, and he seems to me to be an example of Roy Campanella's great line that you have to be a man to play the game on a big league level, but you should have a lot of little boy in you, too. And that's Sammy, I think, his approach to the game as well as his production.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.